We are in the midst of county fair season. We've had an awful lot of them already around the area. A lot of county fair weather going on right now. And it's time to talk Cass County Fair for the 2026 season. A lot of great 4-H and FFA activities going on throughout the time. There's great food, opportunity for folks to socialize and just kind of be together. And we want to talk a little bit about that. We'll talk plenty more once the fair starts. But prior to, we've got Katie Bateman in with us this morning. She's Cass County Youth Coordinator. And been instrumental in helping get a lot of things organized for fair. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited. This is one of my favorite times of year.
You ever feel like you're about worn out by the time fair starts? Just getting everything ready?
I think I was worn out about 2 weeks ago. I don't know what I am now.
Getting everything and everyone ready.
Yes.
Because there's so much to do. Folks look at the county fair as being something that rolls around every year, but it doesn't roll around. It happens with a lot of work and advanced planning. And even the livestock shows sometimes are set up because weigh-ins sometimes start a long time ago to get some of the statistics and things done.
Right. I have beef weigh-in is in December, and then we have contacting award sponsors and trophies and resetting with superintendents their show orders. So that all happens in the fall. Fair book changes are in the fall, and I work on those all winter long. So fair is really a never-ending task for me. It just takes on a different shape, a different form, and we're always working on something fair-related, in addition to all of the other 4-H activities and volunteers and programs and workshops that I manage all year long, too.
Yeah. Well, for the general public, some of them might think that 4-H is just a once-a-year thing, but it's an all-year thing.
Yes.
There's something going on constantly, but the fair is kind of the showcase time.
It is. It's when all those kids put together all their hard work for the year and really get to celebrate. It's our celebration.
Absolutely. Just looking at Cass County Fair, it looks on the surface, the scheduling and the way it's set up, it looks relatively similar to what we've seen in the past.
Yep.
Are there any changes we should be aware of this year?
You know, we're always trying to make the best better. So that is our 4-H motto. So we have some new entertainment that's wandering around the fair this year. So we have a magician that is also on stilts and does balloon art. Walking around on fair Friday and Saturday. We have Fisherman Dan with off-the-hook comedy stunt show. He sings a little bit too, does some magic. So that'll be on Saturday and Sunday. The exotic animal show has been a hit for the last few years, so we have them back on the weekend as well. And, of course, our good old 4-H and FFA livestock shows, entertainment there as well. So
a lot.
Yes.
Going on.
Pretty much.
It looks like Fisherman Dan's going to be pretty worn out by the time the weekend is over. He's got a lot of shows.
He does. Yes. And it looks really interesting. He, the ads of him is like up on a tall unicycle with a straitjacket trying to get out of it. So I'm very excited to see what that is going to be about. So three shows both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, well, by the time fair is over, we all need a straitjacket sometimes. It's a busy, busy time, but that's why we do it. It's good to be busy. It's good to have fun. It's good to see other people having a good time.
Yes, there's a variety and lots of opportunities for kids to be smiling and having a good time. At the fair. So Saturday morning, I love the family fun day. I got to go to this last year with my family, actually. And Thrive Iowa is helping put this on this year. We have community stations. So for kids to do little activities, crafts, and really, like, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old now. So they had a good time at it last year. Get some candy, run around, read with the princess and fair royalty, do putt-putt golf, you know, dig some in some corn and get some ducks out of ponds, like that kind of fun stuff.
Sure. All the stuff we enjoyed when we were that tall.
Yes.
Which we wish we could enjoy again, but now we're this tall and we have responsibilities to deal with. And some of those are helping coordinate and make sure that the kids' entries all get in.
Yes.
That's really busy. Are we looking pretty good with entries? We have a lot of kids involved.
Yeah, we have really good entry numbers this year for 4-H and FFA. So our livestock is looking good, pretty consistent from previous years. I think we're going to have quite a a few poultry. I have a lot of new poultry exhibitors. I also have a lot of new goat exhibitors this year, too, so that's exciting. And swine numbers are up a little bit as well. So our superintendents do so much throughout the year to work with our youth and provide them opportunities and just encourage them and help them with their animals throughout the year. And those ones in all of the livestock species have done a tremendous job of connecting with the youth and giving them the help they need to succeed.
Sure. And just kind of running down some of those livestock shows, too. Rabbit and horse shows are both on Friday, July 24th. Then you move ahead to Saturday, and that's going to be the sheep show. The goat show as well on Saturday. Sunday, we've got the swine show that always starts early in the morning. The poultry show is on Sunday as well. And then Monday is going to be beef. And again, those are dates, the July 24th through the 27th for those livestock shows. But we have other things going on as well. A lot of different contests and things in the building. We always encourage folks to make sure they take the time to get to the building. I know it's up the hill and the food's down the hill, but that's okay. Grab an ice cream cone or something. Bring it up with you and enjoy some time in a cool, air-conditioned, climate-controlled area, because a lot of youngsters put a lot of time and effort into their projects.
They have. I love the community building during Fair Week. It is just a fun time, and people are buzzing and happy and excited in there. So, of course, the stuff that's always in there is a static exhibit. So anything that youth work on throughout the year, they can bring as a static exhibit. So any crafts they do in school or in art class, if they're doing presentations or posters or speeches throughout the year, they bring those sometimes. And of course, photography is always super popular. So kids are taking pictures, they can bring it in. A lot of kids also are working on like improvements to their house or rooms and recreating or recrafting those items, and they bring those as static exhibits. Another big draw in the community building is our bucket of junk contest. So Dwayne Wyrick and Wyrick Welding has done phenomenal. We've been going, 13 years now, I think, 13, 14 years on the bucket of junk contest. So we have a workshop in April, and kids create pieces of masterpieces out of this metal. So look at those and vote on people's choice for that contest. And then we also have the other random contests and activities and awards going on at fair too. So we'll have Share the Fun and all of the awards for our pre-fair on Friday night in the community building. And then we'll have on Saturday, we have communication events, so make and take activities, and then some different speeches that kids are doing. We'll have decorator showcase judging on Sunday, which is just kind of fun to see kids mill around and put together a room with different samples. And then Monday we'll have Best of Iowa, which the community can get involved with and eat some delicious food, have a little taste test. And then our award ceremony is that Monday night.
Yep, and a few activities for the Clover kids to be involved in as well, and give them an opportunity to kind of get started in that 4-H adventure. Mm-hmm. Lots of FFA things going on. Of course, they have their food stand. They have a lot of things that you can see down there as well and experience. And folks still come out. We have plenty of shade. A lot of those around those outdoor, the outdoor show ring, the main ring outdoors, has plenty of shade. So there's opportunity there. Of course, the swine show's indoors.
Yes.
So that's that's helpful if there's a breeze, especially. But we've got lots of opportunity for folks to get out. And then, of course, we always kind of start the fair on Thursday night, July 23rd this year, with activities. It'll be, again, in the outdoor show ring.
It will.
That'll be the Little Miss and Mister and the King and Queen contest, and that always seems to draw a pretty good crowd.
It does. It's such a cool night to come out and see the kids and hear about what they're doing and see the kids dressed up, honestly, in their formal attire and see who wins that royalty contest.
Yeah, you get a chance to get out first. And the food stands, again, we stress that all the time, and it's for a good reason, because it's a free fair. There's no charge. There's no admission to get on the grounds. There's no admission to enjoy any of the things that go on. The only thing that the folks in charge ask is that you patronize whatever food stand. Doesn't matter if it's the main one, the FFA stand, the Chuck White. They all pay a portion in to help support the fair in general. That's their moneymaker. So they have lots of variety, and that's still very important.
It is, and it's good food, too, that you can't get any other time of year. So I always try and get all through Well, I always get all three meals there because I'm...
You don't leave.
I don't have another choice. But I do love it. And I try and get a variety, too. I mean, from the cow pies and the chuck wagon to the breakfast sandwiches, pancakes. Have you ever had the pancakes at the county fair? Mm-hmm. I found that out last year. They are phenomenal. Can't get anything like it. And of course, ice cream. I get ice cream multiple times a day.
Katie, I've been doing this a long time. I'll be honest with you. I think I've tried everything at the food stands at the county fair at least once.
Yes.
That's why I walk so much around the fairgrounds to work some of that off. But it's always fun. There are so many volunteers that make that work. I mean, none of those food stands work without volunteers.
Right. Yeah. We get volunteers from community to work in the main fair food stand and in the food trailer that they have. FFA and the FFA kids work in that. And their side of it, there's so many volunteer hours happening at county fair. It's very exciting.
We like to joke about when it comes to county fairs, when you're in the livestock barns, the smells aren't so good.
Right.
That's why we like to wander over toward the food stand, because we got to get our noses reset because those smells are so wonderful.
Absolutely. Those funnel cakes.
And all those pies that folks bring in, the homemade pies, there's just so much good.
Yes.
We hope folks take the time to come out and enjoy. But again, the Cass County Fair, it's always, we kind of try to throw dates on it, but it's kind of hard sometimes because there's so much going on. But realistically, they'll have some activities and things, early stuff going on like July 22nd.
Yep.
Thursday the 23rd gets started in the evening, especially with so much happening. There'll be plenty of weigh-ins and activity around the fair. But really, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so many activities happening. And we don't want to overlook Tuesday because that's the livestock sale. And that's where these youngsters that do bring the livestock into the fair have their opportunity to kind of perpetuate their projects year to year or save money for college, whatever they choose to do.
It was a big college saver for me when I was going through with my beef. But yes, Tuesday morning, come out 8 o'clock, see all of those kids selling their animals and the smiles on their faces and honestly the tears, because it is the saddest day of the fair when the kids have to say goodbye to those animals. And we are a market fair. So those beef are headed off on a trailer to the next stage in their in the food chain. So come out, support, and bid on some animals to help support those kids and get a little more money for those.
Yeah.
For them.
Well, we hope folks do that. And again, that'll all wrap up on Tuesday, July 28th. Lots of things going on during the course of. We hope folks take advantage of that. And please come out and enjoy a lot of the great food and fellowship at the fairgrounds during the course of the Cass County Fair coming up here really, really soon. And we'll be talking plenty at the fair. We'll be doing a lot of live coverage there, and we'll be visiting with you constantly as well. We appreciate all that you and the staff do to help make our job a little bit easier and share what's happening at the fair. Always good to talk about the kids.
Yes, we look forward to it. And you can find more information about the Cass County Fair online at CassCoFairIA.com or Google, Cass County Fair Iowa, and we'll get you connected.
Easy enough. Lots of ways to keep in touch. Katie Bateman in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me. We'll see you at the fair.